Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
And J-Mo plays some trick on me. He's like, you know, I'm telling him how proud I am of him, and way to go, John. And I say something, John, because I thought, well, John, obviously John's with Baylor, so he's not going to be out there broadcasting or putting out. But I always kind of think, well, maybe J-Mo, you know, if there's going to be some sort of announcement, they at least have to let him know, hey, be ready. At some point, I basically say, you know, I don't know, I must have asked him something like that. And J-Mo, as only he could, said, a decision has been made. And so, gosh, I go into just newsman mode, you know, boom, boom, calls, text. And then at some point, his next text, I go back and look at my text message, and I say, hey, well, if you get a break at halftime, call me. John, call me. We need to talk. His next text to me, Stephen, was, we've made a decision. The Bears are going to beat Iowa State tonight.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Ah, it is Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Hello, good morning. Happy Friday to you. Are we going to hear from the new Baylor head coach today? You never know. You never know. Just know that, boy, the show that, Stephen, I know you've got, you're getting news, and, well, people are praising us on the text. Well, we appreciate that. 254-662-1660. They continue to pour in. Just know that Dave Aranda, if you're out there, welcome to town, Coach. We appreciate you, and I can't wait to meet you. The request has been put in, and it's hit all the proper authorities, and they are endeavoring to try to get Dave Aranda. Hey, let's let his first time here in town be with the Mosley Show. Let's get him on there with Mosley and Simcox. But hey, he's hit the ground running. Very busy man. We may have to wait till Monday with everybody else, but just know that we will be in the middle of it, and we'll broadcast the entire thing, whatever time it is. I was hearing rumors of kind of a morning news conference that some folks were setting up for. I love it, Stephen. I love it when we kind of like have people in town who are like, I mean, kind of like, hey, I mean, who knows what they're up to? Like they're kind of in the fringes of this thing, getting ready to set up for the big news conference, and they're reaching out to us. Hey guys, by the way, we're hearing it's going to be this time. I love it when that happens. We do know it's Monday, Stephen. People very upset this morning. Somebody's calling me. Why is this not Friday? Why are they not having this today, folks? It's okay. Breathe. It's time to relax.
I need to hear Aranda give a like win one for the Gipper speech right now.
I don't know. Why is it waiting? Why are they waiting till Monday? I said, I don't know. I mean, maybe he needs to be with these recruits this weekend. Take a little time. Move into his office. Get some things moved from Baton Rouge. Who knows? It's okay. I think you can wait till Monday. The decision was just made yesterday. So I don't, you know, can you wait? This thing can wait till Monday. It's fine. My goodness. It's like they just want the ceremony to happen immediately. I love the fact that people were so put out with Mac. Wait, why is he? This is taking too much time. What about recruiting? And, you know, can we let this guy coach in the national title game? Can you let the man call some defense as he tries to win a national title? And then maybe he'll have time to interview and do all that he needs to do. And then I, you know, yesterday, of course, everybody, well, so-and-so's withdrawn his name. Fuente, he's back there, big picture with all his coaches. I love how they all act. I was never going to leave. I was always committed to Virginia Tech. Oh, you bet. You bet you were, Fuente. You bet, man. But, Stephen, the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, we're proud to tell you when the immediate stuff came down and the stuff started pointing to Fuente, who pushed back? Who immediately said, looking a little strong on that thing? We were there for you. And, yesterday, Stephen, I was hauled into several different things. I was very proud to be called at the, you know, when Smokey wants you, he wants you. Like Garrett Ross, I got a text from him at like 4:58. By 4:59, I missed that text. By 5, the phone was ringing, and Garrett just simply said, Matt, need you to. It was not like, can you hop on? Matt, Smokey says you need to be on here in about a minute. And we're coming back from break. Like, I was just driving home. I was trying to get home from downtown in some messy weather. And it was just like, there was no way. So, hey, what did I do? I jumped right on there. Was proud to be on with Smokey and Paul. Visit with them about things. And then they moved on about their business. And then last night at 10:30, I represented a Stephen on local Fox TV. I say local. I hope some people get this in Waco. I think you have to have certain cable systems. This was Fox 4 with Mike Ducey. I was in studio with him. So this show is at 10:30 every weeknight. It's become a popular show in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Text us if you can get that in Waco. I hope you can. I do, because I always have everybody in mind, and I made sure Mike said, hey, the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, we represented well in the Dallas Fort Worth area. So, Stephen, I think, you know, today we want to let our folks throughout the day sound off at 10:40. We're actually going to let you call in, and you can make your points. You can maybe even say, okay, who are our coordinators going to be? All of that. Stephen, I felt a little bad about it, and I even apologized via Twitter. You saw me yesterday. I had already been tipped off on if it was Aranda, who he might try to bring. I'm not saying who he was definitely going to bring, who he might try to bring as a possible offense coordinator, defense coordinator. And I went ahead and just said, listen, if this thing does happen, I think I'll have some names for you guys. And, I mean, it was like I had teased them. I mean, they were very angry with me, some people. Some people thought it was funny, and I didn't even mean to try to be funny for once. I was literally saying, hey, I don't think I should throw these out before the man's officially hired. And then, Stephen, as only I can do, we have the two of us, of course, with all of ESPN Central Texas, we have dug in on this story for whatever this has been, like 10 days of just hardcore rumors, speculation, reporting, trying to keep people up to date on this whole thing. And then this is the same thing that happened to me when Briles got fired. I was, I hate to even admit this, because now it sounds like almost like a Robert Kraft type deal, but I had some back problems, and I had...
Sure you did.
I had stepped in for a massage. No, it was a very reputable place, like... not Massage Envy, but kind of one of those type things. Like a thing that, a place that everybody knows. Like they have, you know, it's like a branch of or a chain of, anyway, I had gone in there to get some work done, tried to get some major back issues. I came out of that thing and I had about 27 text messages and Art Briles had just been fired. And it was just the craziest thing to wait, you know, to kind of come out of that darkness too. Well, in this case, I put my phone away for a second and got my hair cut because I was going to be on TV. And quite honestly, Stephen, I don't know, you've seen me somewhat recently, but the hair is out of control. Even Catalina's just like, Mosley, you've got to do something. Everybody that sees me that's known me for a while thinks, you know, it's just kind of ridiculous. It's down in my face. I've let it go. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to see what would happen if I just let it grow out. And it did. What happened is what people would expect to happen. It looked bad. And so I was getting a trim. And in my what do you call it? The salon, my barber. I mean, she's a stylist. I don't know what you call them. Anyway.
Hairstylist. Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay. I used to have barbers, but now I have a stylist. But she was, I think, felt the pressure of not wanting to send me on TV in such horrific shape. So I just thought she was going to give me a trim, but she ended up like doing a full cut. And so I leave there to go straight to TV, and right as I walk out, in that 20 minutes, I was in the barber's chair, the stylist chair, 30 minutes, whatever it was. Didn't even take time to wash it out. You know, just, hey, do this, style it, get me to the TV studio, because I had to go tape this thing. I was not on live. It was plausibly live. I taped it at 3:45. I walk out of there, Stephen, and the news has broken. And, you know, Feldman, I believe, had a report. And then, of course, the great Smokey himself confirmed it all up and had the, you know, hey, a deal the principal has agreed to in principle, all that kind of stuff. Sign a letter of whatever you sign, intent to do whatever. It basically, Smokey was saying, the deal is done. And it all, I mean, just in that 20 minutes, I took a little tiny break. It all happened. But, Stephen, all we can do is kind of lead everybody down the path and tell them where we think it's going. And then there was another funny thing that happened in the day. But, Stephen, I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. Were you, that probably didn't shock you that I was in the barber's chair when this thing finally came to fruition.
No, doesn't quite shock me, but I'm glad that you were able to, I mean, at least with this one, you had an idea. You know, you were on the story. You had basically said on the show it was down to Aranda and McGuire, but you had strong Aranda vibes just kind of
that you would
talk to. So it was just really a matter of waiting on the official word. I think it was Bruce Feldman yesterday that kind of broke the story open. But, yeah, I want to commend you, man. You've really sifted through a lot of the kind of BS that's gone on around the search. And, you know, we hear about Mac Rhodes, like, he's this legendary ninja at keeping things quiet. And he does do a really good job of keeping things quiet. Like, you do not hear the chatter about this coaching search that you will about a lot of other jobs around the country. But you were able to kind of keep people on the right track and push back on that Fuente report. I mean, this has worked well for him, though. All the Virginia Tech writers are just buying this story hook, line, and sinker that he
turned down the Bears,
stiffed Baylor, and a lot of Virginia Tech fans, unfortunately for him, are like, "Man, I really wish you wouldn't." If we kind of thought maybe you'd be making your way down to Waco instead, but nonetheless, he thought that was best for him, which is fine. But, you've kept us on the right track through this whole process.
I really appreciate you saying that. And you've done a great job of staying on top of things there. And we've just kind of – we've been able to dig in and do all this. And we appreciate our family and audience of listeners that keep us up to date on things through a various through some different kind of circumstances. Stephen, I did end up – yesterday, and by the way, at 10:20, I'm going to give you guys my take on what I think about this hire. Steven will give his take, and then what I think about what this means for Joey McGuire. Joey's, as I've said, is a friend of mine, and as I talked about last night, I'll talk more about just what I think of the hire, what it means for the Baylor family and the Baylor program, and then what it means for Joey, and I'll kind of explain my whole take on that. We'll do that at 10:20. And then we want to hear from you guys at 10:40. We want to let you weigh in and kind of get your thoughts on record and everything. But, Stephen, I think our folks will like this. Yesterday, I got to be a little careful of how I say this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But there was somebody kind of that seemed to know a lot about the flight and – like on Twitter or something. And so anyway, I kind of got in touch with some, and it ended up being someone that I had a lot of mutual friends with. And so through various circumstances, one of the things before the thing was confirmed that it was Aranda was everybody was wondering, okay, is Aranda going to the White House? Somebody said, yeah, he's on the plane. Somebody said, no. Well, then there was rumors that there was a little car crash. One of the buses or something on the way to the airport got in a crash, and so they had to, not anything serious, but that delayed the flight by 30 minutes because LSU was taking like 190-something people to the White House to visit with President Trump. I guess maybe that's happening today. But they were flying out yesterday. And so they're driving out there. And so at some point, Stephen, I basically know everybody on the flight. Somebody's feeding me play-by-play of exactly who's on that flight, what's going on, when it's going to take off. And then I was able, and sadly, you know, I found out this information when it was kind of like too late. The thing had already been confirmed. He got the job, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I was told when the Arandas, see, they were originally on the plane because you put those names in a few days in advance. Well, I knew at the moment the Arandas sort of were canceled out on that flight. So they were scheduled to be on the flight. A lot of people said, yeah, they're going to the White House. Well, no, they were not on that flight. And then at some point somebody is able to tell me that of that 192 people on that flight, that there were only 191 on that flight. Stephen, what happened to the 192nd person on that flight to Washington, D.C.? We're talking about the LSU national champion team. Well, somebody had a panic attack.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. They got on the flight, and they had to.
It wasn't the Arandas, was it?
No.
Okay, I was
doing some jokes on – I was trying – I mean, I thought, well, are people going to understand that I'm being serious about this, but I'm also kind of joking about it. I said something to the effect of, there's been a panic attack, and so the flight's been delayed. It still hasn't left Baton Rouge. It has nothing to do with the Arandas. It has nothing to do with Dave Aranda coming to Baylor. And I thought, or what? I knew probably I confused people. Is Mosley just making this whole thing up? What's going on? But no, I really had information from the inside that somebody had a panic attack on the plane. So it's just very, very funny.
What?
In a coaching search, like how many people you hear from, and then you got to sift through what's just somebody's uncle's brother giving you something. And then sometimes you'll get something that's like good. I mean, it's like being an investigator, you know, for the police, you get a million tips, but then like some of the stuff might check out some information. And so you got to kind of run down every little tidbit that comes in. And, I got to say, Stephen, it was tiring at times, but I just enjoyed the heck out of the whole experience. You know, it kind of put me back in my old reporting days, and I always love doing that stuff.
What do you think Edo would do if they came to him and said, Ed, somebody's having a panic attack, we need you to fix it? Would he just yell like go Tigers at them or something?
Go Tigers. Go Tigers. Get off the plane. The president's waiting. The president's waiting on us. We get them off the plane. Send them down to Lafourche. I got a good doctor down there where I came from. Down at Lafourche. Y'all go down there, send them down there to Dr. Brainchild. All right.
Give them a ham sandwich.
Tell them to eat a ham sandwich. They'll be okay. They're not going to get to see the president because they had a panic attack. Give them some. I can't remember. What's the medicine you take for a panic attack? I can't remember.
I don't really know anti-anxiety meds.
Dang it. All right. It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Text us if you want more of my fake N.O., as the day unfolds, 254-662-1660. Our take on what kind of hire this is for Baylor, that's next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados, great deals on remaining 2019 models, huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites, for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites: choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. Double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability, or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
UBO Business Services provides a level of customer experience that is unmatched in our industry. We leave our copy service competitors in the dust. For more information, contact Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
Odd is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. Stephen, that's very abrupt, buddy. That's very abrupt. We're back talking about
I'll start giving you the slow JMO fade, please.
Golly, yes. You know how I am. I like things to be just exactly right at all point. In fact, Stephen, it remind me at what time is it right now? Let's see. At 10:32:40 is when I want to say something. So I like to plan things out just to the minute detail. That's just the way I approach things, as you well know. Stephen, have you seen what time this thing is Monday, by the way? Because if this thing's during our show, that'd be great. We need to have the news conference during our show, and then I'll just head on over to the maybe I can set all this stuff up, Stephen. Or would you help me with that if we needed to go kind of set up our program over at the Farrell Center or wherever they hold this news conference?
Yes, I think I could help with that. I haven't seen the official time announced, but
all right.
I assume
we need to,
Rule got introduced, it was in the afternoon, but
yeah.
Monday, it'll be a day off for most people too, so morning might make sense.
Martin Luther King Day.
That's right.
A huge day in our country, and Dr. King, we take a moment on Monday to think about his life and legacy and the amazing legacy that he left. Stephen, nobody's contacted me. Are we doing Radio Monday?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are? Okay. ESPN Central Texas pressing on, even on a holiday. All right, all right. But, and hey, listen, if we do have to. I think Dr. King would understand with the Aranda. I don't know. That seems sort of a weird thing to say. But I think the Dave Aranda, that's a huge deal. And we need to be all over that, Stephen. And we just need to figure out a way to be on the scene, in the middle of it. And maybe if it happens on our watch, Aranda just walks right off the podium and walks right onto the Matt Mosley show. I mean, that is the way Taylor Bryan, Jeremiah Dickey, Mac Rhodes, surely that's the way they'll set it up. But I don't know, Stephen. You know how tight Mac is with Smokey. It may be an exclusive type deal. But, again, we're all teammates. Whoever he comes on, I'll be happy. But I'd really like him to walk straight onto our show at the Farrell Center. Stephen, is that where they did that last one? I'm trying to remember. Rhodes was at the Farrell Center. And did they let, like, all the Baylor people, like the fans and stuff, just show up at the news conference?
I believe so. So my main takeaways from that was, you know, Mac talked, and then Rule obviously gave kind of a speech. And I believe people, it was open to the public. I also remember, like, for some reason, all the coaches were sitting down close to the front, all the coaches from other sports. But Coach Mulkey was – Kim Mulkey was sitting, like, kind of – in a different part of the stadium, and Mac Rhodes was looking for her, and then he found her, and he kind of joked, like, come down here. And Kim got up and, like, sprinted down the steps to get down there front and center, too. It was in the Farrell Center.
Yeah. I want you to try managing Kim Mulkey someday, Stephen. See how that goes.
I think she would manage me, and I feel like that would be.
I'd like you to be the person in charge of Kim Mulkey for a day, and just see how that goes. Golly, I think we ought to do a day where she works on the ESPN Central Texas staff, and she reports to Gary Moss and David Smoke. And she
whips us all into shape real quick. So we can become like a more efficient machine.
I don't think we could be more efficient. I think it's a pretty good.
I think
good,
she'd find a way.
You think so? Might whip us into shape a little bit. All right. Well, so we'll hopefully be on the scene for all that, and that'll be interesting. Okay, my thoughts on Dave Aranda. We'll get your thoughts on it at 10:40. Want to let you guys. And by the way, I got to keep checking my text messages and all that. Right now, I'm in a text fight with my old buddy Todd Archer, who covers the Cowboys, because he thinks something I'm saying about Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore is wrong. And anyway, he spent his life or his career trying to correct me, and I'm just not very coachable. And I know that doesn't come as a shock to some of you. What do we think of the hire? Here's the deal. Is it a splash hire? Sort of. I mean, it's a great name. As you read about Dave Aranda, he's believed to be a defensive mastermind. He's some sort of savant when it comes to that. I mean, I really enjoyed reading about him. I enjoyed reading about his Mexican-American heritage, where his family comes from, in what part of Mexico. I mean, I was fascinated reading about that. I think people are a little confused about Dave Aranda in that area, because he was at Hawaii, and, you know, he obviously doesn't go around saying, hey, it was a great story about his heritage and his people and everybody and kind of where they were in Mexico, and then where he grew up in the Redlands, California, and just a kind of a blue collar. I'm trying to think what his mom worked in a Social Security office, and the dad was on a parole board at one of the out there in the Redlands for something. I say blue collar, however you want to phrase that, but he certainly did not grow up with money of any kind, and just worked and worked and worked, and just from an early time has had 6 shoulder surgeries, ran into a rough time, loved high school football, did everything in the world to make himself into a decent player, and I think maybe played on the offensive line. I kind of forget about that. But just fascinating
linebacker and offensive lineman in high school.
Yeah, but just kept getting hurt. Horrible shoulder injuries, but still, even in college, roomed with Tom Herman, the University of Texas coach at Cal Lutheran, and his entire time there was spent in the video crew, then he worked his way up to a student position coach, and then he was a GA, and the guy, from the time he was young, even in high school, he desperately wanted to be a coach. So here's what you're getting. You know, he's going to be one of the few guys in college football, like Mike Leach, some of these guys that did not play college football. So let's get that out of the way right away. And by the way, Scott Drew did not play college basketball. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but some of these guys end up becoming great coaches who didn't play. And he is in that crew. Now, I just believe, but what I guess what I'm, okay, let me get at this. What do I think about the hire? I think it's a great hire. I think you get to stay. You finally sort of put this huge defensive imprint on your program with what Phil Snow and Matt Rhule were doing together. And then you now bring in literally the people. A lot of people think this is one of the great defensive minds in the country, especially as a defensive coordinator. I'm sure there are head coaches out there like Gary Patterson. Again, don't get your feelings hurt, Steven. I'm not saying he's more of a mastermind than Gary Patterson, who has been monitoring this thing, I should say, very closely. Gary has watched it because Fuente, of course, was on Gary's staff, so Gary was taking a long look. And now Gary's the new president of the American Football Coaches Association. But I love the hire because I just feel like Mac, what he did, he could have been sort of bowled over. And again, I love Joey, and I'll get into that a little bit later. But I think Aranda was ready. I think he had an opportunity to maybe go to UNLV. I'm sure he could have had that Hawaii job that just opened up. But I think Baylor has become, because of Matt Rhule and others and Mac Rhodes, has become a destination job. And I don't think Mac Rhodes takes this lightly. I think there are some people around the Big 12, some other coaches and other players in the country, that were a little surprised Baylor did not go get a head coach, someone that had been a head coach in college football. I do think there's some people surprised about that. I think what that tells you is this. Dave Aranda blew Mac Rhodes away. Mac Rhodes did his homework. He certainly knew who Dave Aranda was. But I think Coach O would be the first to tell you that Aranda is just an enormous part of his success there. Every bit, I know what Joe Burrow did, and I know Joe Brady. Those were huge. I don't want to diminish anything those folks did. But before Burrow showed up on the scene, LSU had a great defense. When the offense was horrible and really average and mediocre, LSU had one of the top defenses in the SEC. In fact, three of the past four seasons, they've been either right there at the top in the SEC. That's saying a lot in that conference to be able to do that. And I just believe what Baylor has brought in, I think he's a man of faith. I think he's going to be a lot different than Rhule in terms of, I think he's somewhat soft-spoken. I'm not saying he can't get up in front of a room and command a room. I'm just saying he's not going to give all these, like, unbelievable speeches that Rhule does. And we put music behind all these speeches. Rhule was great at that, master motivator. Do I believe that Dave Aranda knows more or is about the defensive side of the ball, or might be even more? I just think he's an intellectual, and if you're going to hire someone, you either do one of two things: you go get a Rhule who's some kind of master motivator, great CEO, or you go find somebody who is the greatest at what he does on one side of the ball. Okay. Art Briles, and people say, oh, Matt, why are you bringing that up? Oh, come on, get over it. I mean, he was here, and he was an unbelievable football coach. I know all the horrible stuff and the baggage and all that comes along with that every time I bring his name up. But on that side of the ball, he was a savant. He remains one of the great offensive minds in college football. He transformed this program. He took this program from nothing and made it into a juggernaut. This guy sort of has Art Briles' skills on defense. He brings that kind of innovation and that kind of thinking and that kind of attacking style on defense. If you're going to go make a hire, of a coordinator, make it the best in the country. Make sure they're the best at what they do. Now, then he has to know his limitations. What we're going to see on this staff, let's see who he brings in. Let's see who he brings in to run the offense. This is huge. And, of course, Stephen, as this unfolds, and we're going to hear from our people, I'll tell you more about what I'm hearing on that front. You know, who might be some of the hires that Aranda targets. I threw some of those out yesterday and on Twitter. We'll talk more about it. Stephen, before we go to break here, I want you to take a minute or two. Your initial thoughts, first of all, when you started hearing Aranda's name, what you thought, and now that he is the head coach at Baylor, he's arrived in Waco, what do you think this is? And by the way, if you think it's not the best hire, I'd love to hear it from you. I don't ever think, and I know you don't, that you've got to, you know, agree with me on any of this.
Well, I mean, when I first heard his name, I thought it made sense. I think it's a good hire just from a credential standpoint, certainly. I mean, I can't, you know, aside from going and poaching a really established, very consistently good Power 5 coach or a coach who's currently in retirement that had won a national title or something like that, I don't really feel like you can do much better than somebody who coached one side of the ball really well in a national championship season. His personality will be interesting. And I think all that stuff, Matt, kind of comes down to can you win or can you not, right? Like Matt Rhule and his very gregarious, big, warm personality wasn't the most popular thing in the world when they were 1-11. People thought he was kind of a charlatan and a salesman. But all of a sudden when he turned things around, then everybody loved it. And I think it'll be the same thing for Dave Aranda. If he wins, then he'll be this football mastermind who's an intellectual and just likes to keep to himself. And if he loses, he'll be cold and somebody who tries to keep people from getting in the program. And that's just kind of how it goes. So that, I mean, that part of it, I don't think is going to be a big deal, but I do feel like it's going to be a transition for, you know, us in the media and for people who are around the program closely, depending on what kind of access he wants to give to outsiders as the process begins. But I did some just searching about what kind of defense he runs last night and tried to read and watch some videos, and I'm really intrigued. He does a lot of creative stuff with blitzes, and he'll only bring three or four people, but he does it in a way that allows him to still drop seven or eight guys in coverage. Like, he'll have two or three down linemen, and they'll start to rush the passer, and you'll see the offensive line. You'll see five offensive linemen kind of congregate to block three defensive linemen, and then you'll all of a sudden see a linebacker come on a delayed blitz, or you'll see a safety shoot through the gap on sort of a delayed blitz where it looks like he's in coverage, and then he comes all of a sudden. And what he's trying to do is isolate those pass rushers in one-on-one situations with running backs or whoever's H-backs, kind of whoever's in the backfield. And he's been really successful getting to the quarterback doing that. And he's also been able to allow his secondary to hold up in coverage because he's not bringing the house and it's not really available pre-snap. Like, quarterbacks and linemen have a lot of trouble identifying who's rushing and who's not in those pre-snap moments. So I think it'll be really fun to watch. And he's got a whole new defense really to put his imprint on with Lynch and Arnold leaving. Basically all the starters are turning over. So they're going to have a chance to learn what he wants to do. But yeah, obviously we need to see who he's putting on staff with him. But I think just from a credential standpoint and from a football kind of X's and O's standpoint, it's a big time hire, and it shows how much growth Baylor's had in the last couple of years as opposed to kind of the last coaching search and who was interested.
Man, good stuff, Steven. I like that. Love the digging you've been doing. Based on, I got a text. This is breaking news. And it happened while you were giving that recitation of things that you had dug up. Graylin Arnold has decided to come back to Baylor based on what you just said. He is no longer leaving in the draft. No, I'm kidding. Graylin Arnold still headed to the draft. But that's exciting. That has to be exciting. I mean, as you said that, Stephen, I started thinking about different guys on the defense, like Terrell Bernard, or Terrell. What was it? Terrell Bernard.
Yes,
I started thinking about him. I mean, like a delayed blitz. That guy's fast. That guy's rangy. He plays sideline to sideline. Love to see the man come on delayed blitz. Who's number 50? Who's that guy? Matt Jones or somebody? That young guy. I'm ready to see him out there. You got me fired up, Stephen, with some of that X's and O's talk. All right, Matt Mosley's show. with Stephen Simcox, and it is time to let you weigh in on this thing. We are the phone lines are open, and so is the Bush's Chicken text line. You can do both of those things with this number, 254-662-1660. All right, we hear from you next.
Tim Mulkey and the Lady Bears, all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back in action in the Farrell Center Saturday evening hosting West Virginia. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, Central Texas, this is Julio Castillo, owner and operator of Jack Roofing and Exteriors. Let's talk Roofing for Dummies 101. First, you want to breathe. Second, you want to seal. And third, you want to defend. Today, we're going to talk about sealing your roof properly. You want to seal your roof properly to create a waterproof barrier so you don't have leaks in the future. For more information, check us out online at jacroofs.com or call us directly at 254-732-2872. Here at Jack Roofing and Exteriors, we are making customers happy one roof at a time.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Stephen Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor has hired LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their new head football coach. Bruce Feldman, who covers college football for The Athletic, broke the news on Thursday and then joined You Make the Call to discuss why he thought the job was appealing to Aranda.
Well, I think Dave has wanted to be a head coach for quite some time. And look, what Matt Rhule did there was pretty remarkable. And I think that Aranda knows it's a really good situation. He knows that he's going to walk in and inherit a really good locker room and a good culture.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas all day long as we cover this developing story. Aranda will be introduced at a press conference on Monday. In the NBA tonight, the Spurs host the Hawks. Tip-off is at 7:30. And the Mavericks host the Blazers. Tip-off is set for 8:30. Mavs big man Kristaps Porzingis remains a game-time decision with knee soreness.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
It is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley's show. ESPN Central Texas rolling along Lots of folks want to jump in here and visit with us. For you Cowboys fans, we will at some point today. I want to visit. I mean, I know we just it's wall to wall with Dave Aranda, as it should be, the new Baylor head coach. But some interesting news about Kellen Moore calling plays for the Cowboys. Boy, media members up here mad at me for whatever I'm tweeting. They're saying I'm not, I shouldn't be saying that, but hey, I put it out there. By the way, some of you guys that are especially longtime Cowboys fans, I got a message from Cliff Harris, and he wants to figure out a time to be on with us. So, Stephen, we can wait till Monday, or we can try to do that at 11 o'clock hour. I think depending on when this news conference is, Monday is going to be interesting. We'll just see how that all goes. But can't wait to talk to Cliff Harris. I mean, we should talk to a Pro Football Hall of Famer, even if we have to drop everything. I do feel like we should do that, but it'll be great to have him on. They called him Captain, I think his nickname, if I remember right, was Captain Crash. And he would hit you from that safety spot. Could also cover a lot of ground and really good in coverage as well. All right, a lot of folks wanting to line up, visit with us about this coaching search. And 254-662-1660. We also have the Bushes text line. If you can't really, if you're at work and you're listening and you can't really get on a phone call, text us. Text us your thoughts on it. I've shared mine. I'll continue to do so. The Dave Aranda era begins. And, in fact, we've lined up some people that have coached with him and things like that. So in the coming days, we'll hopefully visit with them. But some really interesting names that have coached with him, and they'll be hopping on with us as well. But I want to get your takes on this. Let's start out with Kristen Waco. You are on the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox.
Well, how's it going this morning?
Doing okay.
About this hire, I don't know. I can't say I don't like it, and I do like it. I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, he was at LSU, which is a big-time program. Another thing you have to look at with LSU, they're the only big dog in that state with a lot of good athletes. I mean, kids ain't going to decline coming to LSU to go to La Tech or something like that. So at Baylor, with the last two coaches you had Rule and you had Browse, that took, you know, little talent and made it into something. You know, they didn't have the five-star guys running around like LSU has or four-stars. You know, they had some four-stars at Baylor. So that's what I wonder. He was also at Wisconsin, same scenario where you're one-state school, really. You know, you don't have to fight for recruiting. So I wonder how his recruiting going to be at a school like Baylor where, honestly, I mean, you're like number, you know, three or four on the list in the state of the top schools.
But Chris, appreciate it, and it's good stuff, and it's a good thought. I think that LSU has become, over the past, and we had this story out in, we were really monitoring this even back in Cowboys training camp. LSU, you started to kind of see it happen. They've always had great athletes, great players, but they started to hit on, like, these five-star guys from everywhere in the country. We really saw LSU. Alabama had already become that. Clemson, to a certain extent, has become that. But then we saw LSU jump up there, and they were pulling in people from places you normally wouldn't see quarterbacks or linebackers. I was just thinking, you remember that, Stephen, when we were looking at it, and it was like, top 10 in the whole country, some kid from like way off somewhere else, New Jersey, wherever it was picking LSU. And again, it just started to happen more and more. Now, that doesn't mean Baylor's going to start, but you saw it with Rule. They would go elsewhere and recruit, and I certainly think Aranda's time there recruiting the state of Louisiana, you know he dipped into Texas for sure. I just think once you're recruiting Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, once you recruit that whole area, you know those areas extremely well. I think he'll be fine. Now, it'll be smart what Rule did was make sure he matched up with Joey. Joey was an enormous part of his success. Wetzel, David Wetzel came in. Sean Bell got some great Texas high school coaches. Now, there, Aranda has plenty of Texas ties. He may not have to go that strong with, okay, let's go hide three or four Texas high school coaches, but he's going to be smart enough to put the people in place that have recruited Texas for years. You don't make this move and go, I'm going to bring all my Louisiana guys and some guys from up at Wisconsin, and we'll figure this out. No, you bring in people who have experience in that world. And Wisconsin, those were some really good defenses, and that's why he got that LSU job. And let's remember, A&M, they would not have been going crazy to try to hire him if they thought, oh, this guy can't recruit Texas. What A&M thought was, this is the best defensive coach in America, and we believe we have enough money to pay him whatever he needs to leave at LSU. And to LSU's credit, they kept him. The only way to get this guy away from LSU was to give him a head coaching job, and that's what Baylor's just done. All right, who do we have, Stephen, lined up? Oh, Tom in Woodway. We got folks wanting to call in and, of course, texting us. Tom in Woodway, you're on the welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to get some input from you two guys. I get accused of sometimes hearing things that was never said, but it seemed to me that towards the end of last season, a lot was made of something called the rule system and how all the Baylor players bought into it. I never did really understand what that was or exactly, you know, how it worked, but occasionally you would hear one of the players when they were being interviewed after the game, they say, well, you know, this is what Coach Rule wants us to do, or this is part of his system. Can you enlighten me on this, or is, I realize this is living in the past, but a lot is being said of, you know, this new coach is inheriting, you know, a pretty stable football environment, and I would like to know how much of that's going to carry over.
Yeah, Tom, thank you. I think that some of that will carry over. They've built a really good culture. I think Randall will certainly put his stamp on things. I mean, you know, you don't rip up everything that's been successful, but I mean, there's no reason to come in here and start using all the rules jargon or trust the process, or I mean, you know, no, this is Randa's team. Who cares? I mean, that rule stuff worked, and the kids believed in it, and that's great. I mean, I don't know how much they believed in it when they were 1-11, but when things started to turn, they did, and enough believed in it that it worked. And I mean, it came down to even things like carrying jugs of water around at all times, staying hydrated. You know, all those things were part of what they called the process. Aranda will build on a nice foundation, a nice culture, but this will be his program. He can run it how he sees fit. He's going to get paid a ton of money to run Dave Aranda's program. So any carryover will be nice. I mean, Rule did a great job. It's not like he'll come in here and try to, like, rip up everything Rule accomplished, but there's no reason for him to try to keep any of Rule's sayings or any of that stuff in place. And I don't even think that's what Tom's thinking is going to happen, and that's what I'll say. All right, let's go to Don in Waco. Go ahead, Don. You're on the Matt Mosley Show.
Hey, guys, listen, first of all, Matt, I love your show, man. Welcome to Waco, Texas. You've been here before, but, man, I love what you bring to this station. And I've always joked around with Paul that you and Paul should have a comedian gate together, man. Y'all would blow out the whole place out, man. But anyway, I want to share with you guys, you know, I'm a member of Sick and Sick 365, and, you know, they have a lot of good information on that site. But one of them was the video breakdown of Coach Miranda. But in the video, when he was at Wisconsin, man, I love it. They break down a video, and he explains how the defense runs. And it's really for simple-minded people like myself, because they, you know, when they show it, they slow it down and they show you which direction the players are going. So it's really cool to listen to and how he breaks down an offense versus the defense that he's playing. So I recommend for people to go out there and see if they can find these videos to get a better idea about how his defensive philosophy is. Now, on the first caller that called in about the difference of talent at LSU versus what you get at Baylor, you got to look at the talent that was at Wisconsin. You know, they're not drawing in all 5-star, 4-star players either. They're bringing in a lot of different 3-stars also and kind of blending people together. But he's putting people, just like Rule did, in the best positions. And in that video, he talks about, you know, recruiting quarterbacks and sticking quarterbacks at wide receiver, I mean at linebacker. And he's talking about running backs and sticking them on the defensive side. So he basically in that video, he talks about bringing the talent in and putting them where they will succeed in this defensive scheme. So anyway, guys, I just want to share that with you. I think it's a great hire. I think, again, you know, trust the process and what he's going to do, what he's going to bring to the table for Baylor Nation. And I think this is, like I said, a great hire. And just sit down and, you know, get ready to see some good stuff. I truly believe that.
No, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. We appreciate you listening. And we do have a lot of great friends over at Sikkim 365. In fact, the guy who does a lot of those video breakdowns, Sam Bradshaw, appears with us weekly during the season. Sam does a really nice job for them, and that's probably, if I had to guess, that's what Don is referencing, something Sam has done on there. And, Stephen, let's do that. Let's get Sam on soon, and he can kind of break down all the inside for the people that love that kind of inside baseball type stuff of the X's and O's and what Aranda is trying to accomplish on defense. He'll do a good job. Stephen, do we have time to do one more call, or do you want to do it at the top of the next hour?
No, let's take Angel right here.
All right, Angel in California is on the Matt Mosley Show. Go ahead, Angel.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say really quick, I'm excited about the hire. I wanted to say, congratulations to Smokey. He was saying yesterday how he didn't get to break the Matt Rhule hire. He didn't get to break the Jim Grobe, interim hire. And I was really happy for him, even though he wasn't officially the one who broke, the story, the news or whatever. He was the first one to announce it on the radio. So I was really excited, for him on that part. I'm excited to hear who Aranda is planning to bring, who he could possibly keep on the current staff. I would hate to see Joey, and some of the others leave, but, I guess we'll wait and see what happens. But I really enjoyed listening to your show, especially since all of this, especially for the past 10 days or so, I've really tuned in. I started off being a Sikkim 365 member. Then, I went on to UNR, started listening to David Smoke, and then you guys, and occasionally I catch the J-Mo show. So I think you guys do a great job. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all the great intel information, and Sikkim Bears.
Boy, Angel, thank you. Great. Somebody out there, that's the land of Aranda. The out in California where Angel's from, Aranda grew up in Redlands, California, which is about 60 miles from Los Angeles, I believe. And this is, just a really cool story of where he came from, how hard he worked to get here. And this was not a man who was sort of born into, came from a coaching family or had some kind of name or something. This is a guy who worked like crazy to get where he is. We're looking forward to having him on, Dave Aranda, coming to the Matt Mosley Show soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but I assume he'll be on with us very, very soon. I would think Stephen Taylor Bryan, as we speak, that's probably his first priority. As he gets to know the coach, I'm talking about the PR czar for the football program, I would think Taylor, his first priority is, Dave, let's find you a place to sleep, and then second, let's get you on with Mosley. And so I think that's probably what Taylor's been spending most of his time on. It is the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, ESPN Central Texas. Campus Confidential is next.
Recently on Unnecessary Roughness.
Oh, and I don't want to throw you for a loop here, but I saw yesterday Alex Caruso is getting a lot of all-star votes, and he's become kind of like a cult hero for the Lakers, and they really like him as a rotation player. He's found a nice place there in L.A. Did you see him being like having any sort of NBA career while he was there at A&M?
You know, I really did think he had a chance, and the reason why I thought he had a chance was he really anticipates. He knows he has a high basketball IQ, a better athlete than people want to give him credit for. I've always said if he had been around L.A., 25 years ago, that movie White Man Can't Jump never would have been made.
That was a good movie, man. That was one of my favorites back in the day. White Man Can't Jump was everyone. It didn't everybody want to be in that movie though. Everyone wanted to be a part of that movie. I'd get on the court and start making some like, it's pretty. It's oh so pretty. Oh yeah. You gonna give me the ball first? You're gonna want to take the ball first, because if I take the ball first, you might not get another chance. You know.
Unnecessary Roughness on ESPN Central Texas.
In the U.S. Army, you have a whole world of opportunities. You'll get high-level training with the possibility to choose among one of the 150 career fields, like aviation, nursing, mechanics, computer networking, engineering, and many more STEM-related careers. All of these skill sets will help prepare you for a career in your civilian life. For more information, go to GoArmy.com or visit your local Army recruiting office.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models, huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
StarTex Propane, for all your propane and propane accessories in 20 counties with service to residential and commercial customers for over 45 years, and is one of the largest independently owned propane companies in Texas. Refill your propane tank, stop by, or have it delivered. If you're tailgating, hunting, fishing, and camping, thank StarTex Propane. Looking for barbecue grills, outdoor kitchen, turkey cookers, space heaters, how about cast iron pots, pans, and more? StarTex Propane has everything you need. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, Facebook, or 752-6571.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Oh, yes, it is Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley's show. Time for Campus Confidential. We talk college football all the time. Of course, today, all the talk is about Dave Aranda, new head coach, Baylor Bears. You've seen the videos out there. If you're on Twitter and other social media, there, you know, all the videos of him arriving last night, McLean Stadium. Steven, in a minute, remind me, let's discuss with everybody the Joey McGuire angle of all this. Joey was at the team meeting, it was reported last night. I'm sorry I don't have that in front of me, Stephen. That was a local news person who was reporting, I think, last night about that meeting, and I just don't have her name on at the top of my head right now, but I want to give everybody proper credit for all this. But they did have a team meeting last night, and so Joey was there. I'm hearing, I've heard various things about who Joey may be talking about. And as I said, if Joey didn't get the job, he was going to have other opportunities. He's too talented of a coach, and he's coveted as a recruiter and a coach and a motivator by other programs. So this thought that, well, Joey can stay and everybody will be, everything will be great, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I'm not against that. But a lot of this is Aranda's been hired. I mean, this is Aranda's staff. Mac's not the type of person that's going to be like, you got to keep Joey. And Joey's not the kind of person that's going to be like, you got to keep me. I mean, Joey is a really, he was a great candidate in his own right. That's one of the reasons the players rallied around him, reason so many fans wanted Joey as the hire. He's an unbelievable guy. So Joey will have other opportunities. We'll see. If they can figure something out, if Joey and Dave put their heads together and he stays. But more on that, we do have, man, we have an audience from all over the country. You heard me earlier doing a little bit of my Ed O, my Orgeron. I kind of was able to get in the Orgeron voice. You got to be kind of in a certain mood, and my voice has to be feeling a certain way for me to be able to do it like I need to do it. But this is Ed in D.C. Ed, you're on the Matt Mosley show with Stephen Simcox. Is this Ed Orgeron, like, with the president, Trump right now? I mean, this would be amazing if we're able to get him.
Matt, yeah, this is Coach Ed Orgeron from, I'm from Baton Rouge. I'm in D.C. Right now. I am the head football coach of the MLSU Bayou Bengals. Go Tigers! And I got to tell you, Matt, I've been trying to call you for about 2 months. I can't ever get in. But I am a big, big fan of yours. I follow you. Listen, I go all the way back to the 90s when you were covering Arlington Morning News, Sports Day. Oh, they used to ship me out some of those copies. I kept a lot of them. That 1998, I got to tell you, that 1998 Lake Highlands versus Dallas Spruce game that you covered, that was absolute journalistic gold. I'm just so glad to get you today,
Coach O. I really appreciate it. I mean, this is a busy day because the LSU team, of course, made the flight to D.C. to be with the president, be with President Trump. They're in the Rose Garden. Unbelievable. As Coach O, I had no clue. That was the beginning of my career in journalism. The Arlington Morning News, the now defunct Arlington Morning News. It's really humbling to find out, Stephen, that Coach O has been following for this many years. Coach O, man, losing Joe Brady, losing you just keep losing. Yeah, Dave Aranda, now the head coach at Baylor. You know, he might bring some assistance with him. Are you happy for Dave? Are you upset about losing him? Where do you fall on this?
I'm gonna tell you, Matt, it's been a roller coaster ride. We won the national championship. I was celebrating, with all the boys, Odell Beckham James. We were celebrating together. Talk about that in a minute, but then it just it started with Matt Rhule. It's been an absolute nightmare. You're not gonna know this, but he took Fabiana Bourgeois. She's my secretary. He robbed me of her, and Coach Aranda, he's targeted John Broussard. He's a shoeshine man down on the first floor, and he's about to get Landry Thibodeau. He's our chef. He does crawfish etouffee on Tuesdays and boiled shrimp on Wednesdays. And his mother coaches as well. I've been gutted like a deer, in Bucharest, Paris, on opening season. I'm absolutely it's a highlight to talk to you. But it's been a horrific couple of days. You keep me. I'm so glad to get you. I want you to know I love Waco. Ever since I've been following you, I know you're one of them Baylor Bears. I come recruit Waco back in the 90s. I'd get my hair cut with Fuente. He no longer cuts my hair, but he would cut my hair. He and I are very good friends. We were prayer partners for a couple of years.
Tito Puente and Joe and those guys down in, golly, I think Tito, I sent Steven down there recently. Tito is still in business all these years later, but that is amazing. So you're saying that cut, because I love that kind of shortly cropped. Now, Coach O, I hate to ask you this. Do you color your hair? Because it still seems really dark.
Yeah, no, no, I don't see color. There's no color with any of that. That is all, you know, my wife takes care of a lot of that. She's wonderful. But, no, I'll be honest. Nobody could do it like Puente could. I tried to get him to Baton Rouge. I tried, but he's Waco, and I don't blame him. He's got, you know, Campus Burrito was one of my favorite. But, I would come in, and we would recruit University High School. We'd recruit Waco High, Coach Tusa. I'd get my hair cut and I'd go get a Campus Burrito. And I love Waco. And I got to be honest with you, Matt. You know, we're not on the air right now. Is that you and I? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're not. We're not on the air.
Man, I'm going to be
honest.
It's
just the two of us.
I can't fix this, and I need to get. Can you get me on down there in Waco, doing whatever? MCC.
Yeah.
If they got a football team.
Yeah, oh, they're more basketball. I don't think they play football over there.
Hey, what about TSTC? Are they looking for? I'll do offense.
Coach O, we're about to have to go, but your mastery of and just memory—it's weird that you know so much about Waco. I mean, you're from like Lafourche or wherever, Louisiana. You coached at USC. It's very strange, Lafayette, I'm sorry. It's very strange that you know, like Oso Burrito. I mean, it's really strange that you know this much about Waco. But I guess if you recruited here a lot, I guess you would know those places.
I know a lot, you know, I know that you know. Ed, do me a favor, say hi to him sometime. Say hi sometime if you would, Johnny. He and I have not talked in many years. He lived somewhere down there in downtown. He's always waving. And I got to know him when I was, just walk up down the block waving at everybody. He's a good, good man. And, I believe it's kind of a mentor of mine. Say hi to him. But listen, Matt, I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm going to send you my resume. And I appreciate getting to talk to you today. And, listen, I hope Baylor does okay. But, go Tigers.
Okay, there he goes, Coach O. Man, I did not know, Steven, where that thing was going to go, but it turned into something pretty amazing.
That was quite the bet.
I got to say, the Coach O knows a lot about Waco.
And Steven,
if you don't realize who he was, you grew up around Waco. Do you know who he was talking about at the end when he talked about the waiver?
I do.
Golly.
Yeah, that man, he's a good man. There have been some local stories about him in the paper. Yeah, Coach O, he supports local journalism, apparently. He knows Waco really well, and I didn't realize, you know, he was so spiritual. He's prayer partners with Tito. He wants to be like the next robotics instructor at TSTC. I think there's a lot of good things that we covered there.
I literally thought you had said, because I was doing like a fake Coach O earlier, and I really thought you were just saying some guy wanted to just try it. It turned out, I think
that's what
Coach
I thought
O.
too.
And I mean, that guy was awesome.
He got into it, and I'm glad he did, because at first, I'll be honest with you, at first the impression was terrible, and I almost hung up on him. But he kind of found his voice there, and then he had some good content, so we stuck with it.
What he had is the gravel. You got to get that, and then you got to get the Cajun accent. But the key. And I have a hard time doing it because it's bad for your voice. Like, you try to get into that octave or whatever you want to call it, but if you can get gravelly like he was, and whoever that is, that has to be, I get, the Arlington Morning News is a tip-off. It's either one of my former colleagues there. It almost sounded like Brian Davis from the Austin American-Statesman. It could have been him. It could have been this old fraternity brother of mine named Steve Pulley, who can do a lot of voices. But, man, the person had good material.
I almost asked if he was a frat brother, because I feel like that was...
Yeah.
I mean, Brian's been around Waco, obviously, a lot, coming up and down 35 for different things. But that was a level of knowledge of Waco that I feel like you'd have to be here to know.
You're right. It had to be somebody who went to school with me, because all that stuff he was talking about, and he knows my career... Because even if you Googled me, you're not going to find the Arlington Morning News. It's somebody who knew me. So you're right. It's not Brian Davis. It has to be like one of my old fraternity brothers or somebody. But I promise you, I do not know. I was not tipped off to that. Anyway, could have been an old ATO. but I mean, I was a Fiji, but that had a little bit of an ATO sound to it. I think they've never come back to campus. The Pikes and ATOs, once they get kicked off, they never come back. Other fraternities, Stephen, they make comebacks. The ATOs and the Pikes, they just never come back. It's just like, okay, you're gone, and nobody ever brings them back. All right, Stephen, I'm sorry. Was there anything college football related?
No, I mean, that was great.
We needed to mention. There was something.
Let me look at my run sheet.
Yeah,
I forgot what we're doing.
Remind me what a run sheet is. Oh, okay.
De'Aaron King is visiting Miami today, and Arkansas is right now considered the favorite. He would reunite with Kendall Briles, who he worked with at Houston.
Would he, like, that'd be hilarious if he did, like, National Signing Day, and he had two caps, and he did it like high school kids do, and he just... De'Aaron King did that. Miami and Arkansas?
Yeah.
Where are the Sooners in all this? Jeez.
They haven't been involved yet. And if he goes to Arkansas, I mean, if you tank your whole redshirt year and just give up a year at Houston to go get beat up in the SEC West with a former Georgia offensive line coach and Sam Pittman, that'd be really disappointing. I mean, go do what you need to do, De'Aaron, but surely you can do better than Arkansas.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Arkansas is very – I mean, that's Kendall. Isn't that where Kendall is?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I said about 2 minutes ago.
I don't know. Mosley with some breaking news on Kendall Bryant. I'm sorry. Stephen, don't ever get the impression that I'm not listening to every word you say. I got a lot going on
here,
buddy.
That NO thing threw us for a loop. He hijacked our whole segment. It was great, though. It was fantastic.
That was fun. Good to hear from Coach O. And I like when he corrected me. God dang. I almost feel like we should replay that at some point. That's in the dispel. That was good. All right. It is the Matt Mosley Show. Put that on the podcast, Stephen. However you do that. Don't you love it when I say things like that? Podcast that, Stephen. No, I know how to do that. I'll upload that, put that up on Skimmer. And just find, you'll find that in that, on that B file, Stephen, later in the day. It's Matt Mosley's show, ESPN Central Texas. And it is time. I can't believe it, Stephen. It's Friday. We got the conference title game. We got the conference.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it all week.
Golly.
We've had breaking news every single day this week.
But we have the NFC and AFC title games on Sunday. We had all this crazy baseball news. I mean, we haven't even gotten to that. But whatever. We can talk about that later. NFC and AFC title games in our picks. We do that next. Ah, you hear the music. You know what it means. It is time to talk NFL. And, boy, we've had all this Coach Search stuff. We heard from Coach O earlier, Ed Orgeron, the fake Ed Orgeron. We'll have the podcast up before too long, and we'll get that out to you in case you missed that. Ed had some good things to say. He's a little broken up right now, losing all these coaches. Joe Brady gone. Dave Aranda gone. I hope Dave Aranda heard that, Stephen. Like Dave Aranda, can you imagine him driving around listening to local radio and he hears the fake Coach O?
I hope he heard it like mid-call. Like he didn't really get the setup. And he's just like, wait, did they get Ed on today?
They got Coach O. These guys got Coach O on. We do need to put in for Coach O. I bet he'll have some nice things to say about Aranda. But the fake Coach O is great. Okay. It is time to talk these NFC, the NFC and AFC championship showdowns. Of course, Stephen, let's start with, and you'll have the lines in front of you, the latest line. I know you looked this thing up this morning to see where the lines were. But let's start with Green Bay, San Francisco. I love so much about that. I love that Aaron Rodgers is going. I mean, this is a place where he's from. I mean, he's from the Bay Area. I mean, it's just so much greatness to look in it. Both these teams have had incredible seasons. You know, the other side, and we'll get to it in a minute, it just seems like there's a team that's shown up over there that we're like, all right, What are they doing there? Like, even though they, I mean, again, this team will always be celebrated as the team that made it the AFC title game. But it still will also be everybody just scratching their head. Wait a second. Steve Tannehill? Is that even, isn't that the guy that always corrected you on, Stephen Simcox? There's something about Tannehill's name.
Tannehill? Is that one that I got mixed up?
No, you didn't get mixed up. Like one day you said you said his name. Anyway, I don't know.
I don't doubt you that I pronounced it wrong. I don't remember that.
No, I corrected you, and I was wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's just Ryan Tannehill. I think I was even doing it wrong a minute ago. I think because I was thinking of your name. Anyway, this guy is. It's unbelievable. Sometimes, occasionally, a quarterback gets to a title game who you would never in a million years put there. And, Steven, think about some of the ones over the years. What quarterbacks have ever ended up in a title game where you're just scratching your head? Like, no way. Like Trent Dilfer, Baltimore, won a Super Bowl.
Rex Grossman in Chicago.
Rex Grossman, Chicago. You're right. He played in a Super Bowl. That was just utter silliness.
Brad Johnson for Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Even the guy at Oakland, who had a decent career, but
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon, when he got there to that Super Bowl, you're like, really? Rich Gannon?
Terry Collins for the Giants.
Yes, that's a huge one. But they're just, for the most part, though, when you get to title games, you get Rodgers. I mean, you know, you get on the other side of that thing, you got Mahomes. I mean, this guy belongs in tons of AFC title games because he is greatness. You get Tom Brady. You get Drew Brees. I mean, you've got to get greatness at this level. And so that side's funny. But let's focus in on this, the Green Bay side of this. I think that Aaron Rodgers deserves and needs this for his legacy, to go to another Super Bowl. Now, he won a Super Bowl. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But what I'm saying is, his postseason has never quite lived up or matched up to his regular season and to his greatness. Now, did Dan Marino ever win a Super Bowl? No, he did not. Is he in the Hall of Fame? Yes, he is. Did Dan Feltz ever win a Super Bowl? No, he did not. Okay, so there are unbelievable quarterbacks who never won a Super Bowl. Rodgers has already won one. But for some reason, Steven, as I go into this championship weekend, I can't help but think that Rodgers sort of needs another one, at least an appearance in one, because this is truly one of the greats of all time, but we feel, as football fans, let down because, and it might be unfair, maybe we compare everything to Peyton and everything to Tom Brady, and I feel like Aaron Rodgers is, as a talent, is in there. You know, is in their stratosphere. But as far as production of what he's done in the postseason, he's not quite there. And I feel like this is enormous for him. And I just love, I mean, what is he, 30? Golly, how old is he now? Is he 34? Is Aaron Rodgers 34? I think he is. And he's still, his footwork, his arm talent.
36.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that insane? He is still so great at age 36, an age where Romo retired. He walked away. Romo was still great. Romo was still a good quarterback. But he just, you know, the back and all that stuff that he was dealing with, he couldn't quite get past it. And then, of course, Dak Prescott took over. But Rodgers continues to get it done. I just feel like, I don't know if we've ever seen, other than Brady, I mean, who have we seen? Brady, Breeze. Who else am I thinking about? We saw Elway do it late in his career. He got a couple of Super Bowls at age. Well, he won that. You know, obviously he had a great run. He needed a great running back to finally get over the top. And Elway, Peyton won another one late, but Peyton was leaning on
that defense,
defense and a good running game. Peyton was not great at that point, but Aaron is still awesome at age 36. I guess what I'm saying is, I just feel like for his legacy to match up with how awesome he is, he's got to get to the Super Bowl. And I just think that you know, his confidence level is completely off the charts. I was just reading a story, Stephen. That's why I was a little distracted a second ago. But I was looking down at it, looking for this quote. And this Bakhtiari, the longtime offensive lineman for the Packers. How do you say that? David Bakhtiari? Or Tari? I don't know. Why am I asking you?
Yeah. I believe it's Bakhtiari, but who knows?
No, that sounds good. I like that. He had a quote about him. There's a lot of cussing in here, so I'm not sure how to say this. He says, that flat-out bad A, I am the effing greatest quarterback ever. When you get in the huddle, that's the vibe you get. That's what he brings out of each one of us. And that's kind of how he carries himself. He's cocky as all get out. I mean, he's just unbelievably cocky, but he kind of gives that to his teammates. Now, can he be tough on teammates? Yes. Can he be tough on head coaches? Yes. That's why Mike McCarthy's in Dallas now. Because Rodgers is unlike, I mean, Peyton is just, you know, he's at the end of the day, he's an unbelievable guy. Tom Brady respects Belichick. I think they have problems. But again, he has too much respect for Belichick to ever, like, show him up. Rodgers is a different cat. He's a different level character. He has no problem showing his head coach up. That's not something I admire about him. I'm just saying that's who he is. So all that to say, man, my whole take on this thing, and I think about all these great receivers he's had, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson over the years, now Devontae Adams. Oh, the other guy's Parker. Yeah, Devontae Adams. He elevates these guys. Cobb, before he came to the Cowboys. These guys, when they play with Aaron Rodgers, much like some of those guys with Romo. Listen, Laurent, what's his name, Robinson, never did anything else. Miles Austin never did anything else after he left Dallas because Romo elevated those people like huge. We used to compare Romo to like Favre and other people, gunslingers, because he worshipped Favre. Rodgers was always the best comparison. Rodgers was the guy. But again, Romo never quite had Aaron's arm talent. But he certainly could elevate teammates like he can. Okay, I know we need to give our picks and all that. I just wanted to kind of give my ode to Aaron Rodgers. Where do you stand, Stephen, on this game, and where are you leaning? And give me the line in your pick.
All right, so the line is San Francisco by 7.5. Now, these two teams played earlier this season, and San Francisco won that game 37-8. But I feel like this is a closer one. You mentioned all the things about Rodgers. I agree with you. A win here, getting to the Super Bowl, certainly winning another Super Bowl with a first-year head coach doing it with big contributions from him, I think solidifies his legacy and starts to get him more in the conversation, kind of knocking on that door of one of the greatest of all time, one of the greatest that have ever been at that position.
Yeah.
I like the Packers to cover that 7.5-point spread. If you're asking me straight up, I think the Niners win, but I like Green Bay to cover 7.5 points.
Green Bay to cover the 7.5. I got to go with you on this one. That's too big of a number for a team that's been really, really good at times, and I expect Rodgers to come out and be sharp. Now, I have seen him. Got 1 year, I think it was against the Giants I saw it happen. 2011, maybe? I get my Super Bowls mixed up with the Giants. They had 2007, maybe 2011 as well. But one of those years, I just remember Rodgers was not himself in one of those huge games. I can't remember if it was the AFC title game or the divisional round. And some of those moments kind of flood into my head. But I think he's going to play really well. All right, I'm picking the Packers, too, to cover the 7.5. Stephen, what is the line on this other game? I mean, even before I hear it, I've heard it earlier this week. I wanted to see where it's moved to. I have a hard time picking the Titans. And I want to respect them, but it's hard to respect a team that slogged through the regular season at 9-7, and now they're in the AFC title game. I love what they've been able to accomplish in the postseason, but I'm really feeling like it's coming to an end here.
KC sits at a 7-point favorite, flat touchdown favorite against the Titans. Titans getting 7 points against the Chiefs on the road.
I got to go Chiefs. I mean, in fact, I like that seven. I like that it's not a 7.5 or something. If you say it's straight up seven, I will take the Chiefs. I have not, Stephen, have you taken a peek at the weather? You know, KC had some really, and of course it didn't matter because they had that huge comeback, but it was extremely cold. The snow flurries and all that kind of went away, so they didn't have to worry about that. What are we looking weather-wise in KC?
No snow in the forecast at the moment, but at kickoff, the temperature will be 24 degrees, and we'll be dipping into the high teens by the time the game's over.
Aren't you glad we don't live in Kansas City? I mean, it's a nice town, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah, it's cold.
I mean, you might as well just go to the Northeast. Go live in Maine or somewhere. I mean, their weather is crazy. And you know what's also cold? It's really weird, is after living in Dallas area my whole life, like Tulsa, even just going, 4 hours, 4.5 hours, as you start to track toward Kansas City and toward Kansas, Tulsa's can be one of the coldest places. It's ridiculous at times. I love Tulsa. Anyway, I'm just glad we don't live there. Oh, okay, you said 20. I feel good about Mahomes, what he's going to do in this game. But listen, sometimes there are teams of destiny, and I am anxious to see what happens when you put a force of nature, and I'm talking about Derrick Henry, when you put a force of nature and you say, I know y'all are going to line up and y'all are going to make Tannehill try to beat you because this guy hadn't thrown for over 100 yards yet in the playoffs. But we're going to hand it off to this monster over and over again, and we're going to use him as our sledgehammer. This is fascinating to me. All right, Steven, it's going to be fun. Cannot wait. If you want to come up here and watch it with me, actually, I think I'll be down with you. I may be down in Salado, in fact. So I may maybe we can hook up and watch one of the games at one of those places. We're not going to... Every time I ask you, you're like, we got this wings place in Temple. No, you're going to come up to Salado, and we're going to go to that Chupacabras sports bar. You know what that place is?
No, I didn't even know there was a sports bar in Salado.
I think it's called Chupacabras. Literally, Steven. Now, of course, for guys like the two of us who barely partake in anything, I don't know. But for people that do, this place has you can't imagine. But it's got all the TVs we need. So I'm going to get you up there, and we're going to watch that game later. There is that place in Belton right off the river. They got a good sports bar right there off the river in kind of like downtown Belton, right by a Mexican food restaurant. God, I guess that narrows it down for you, Steven. All right, tell us the name of that on the text toy, by the way. What's that sports bar in Belton that's pretty good? Because I might watch games there on Sunday. 254-662-1660. It is time. Oh, wait a second. Did you pick the game, Steven?
I am taking Kansas City to cover. I think their offense is under rhythm right now. I don't feel like Tennessee's going to be able to play keep away all game. I like the Chiefs to cover that touchdown spread.
Chiefs cover. I got the Chiefs cover. Chiefs win big versus the Titans. But congratulations to the Titans. It is the Matt Mosley Show, and it's time for the Dismount, where Stephen Simcox takes us through all the breaking news and all the news of the weird. It's next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back on the road in Big 12 play Saturday, headed to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. 10:30 a.m. for the countdown to tip-off. 11 a.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month, includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek, you'll love our sausage.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor has hired LSU defensive coordinator Dave Aranda as their new head football coach. Bruce Feldman, who covers college football for The Athletic, broke the news on Thursday and then joined You Make the Call to discuss why he thought the job was appealing to Aranda.
Well, I think Dave has wanted to be a head coach for quite some time. And look, what Matt Rhule did there was pretty remarkable. And I think that Aranda knows it's a really good situation. He knows that he's going to walk in and inherit a really good locker room and a good culture.
Listen to ESPN Central Texas all day long as we cover this developing story. Aranda will be introduced at a press conference on Monday. In the NBA tonight, the Spurs host the Hawks. Tip-off is at 7:30. And the Mavericks host the Blazers. Tip-off is set for 8:30. Mavs big man Kristaps Porzingis remains a game-time decision with knee soreness.
Every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
It is the two of us. Well, we've been monitoring, had a lot of calls today. Really love hearing from our people. I think mostly, Stephen, I would say generally Baylor people are pretty excited about Aranda. I knew that would be the case. I think Baylor people would have been very excited about Joey McGuire as well. I know a lot of the players were. This is how it works. Sometimes you do go with the internal candidate. Mac Rose has done that before. Joey may have been hurt a little bit by the fact that that hadn't really worked for Mac totally in the past. Mac obviously hit it out of the park with Rhule. I think he believed that, listen, if you're going to go replace a guy and you want to keep the momentum of a program that just went to the Sugar Bowl is in a huge place, you know, maybe you ought to go get some kind of defensive mastermind. And again, that is not a knock on Joey. And as I've expressed to Joey, and I'd like to say again here, that Joey's going to have opportunities, whether it's at Baylor or whether it's one of these other universities. I'm just telling you, he's just got a lot of respect around the country, and not just Texas. I mean, a lot of people around the country know who Joey is because they've recruited his kids at Cedar Hill, and they know how successful he is. So Joey's going to be fine wherever. But if Aranda comes in and says, you know what, this is I got to bring in all my guys, Joey would understand that as well. And that's why I think Joey probably has people who've already contacted him even before all this, saying, hey, Joey, if this doesn't work out, I want you to come here. And you know what, Baylor people, if that happens, everybody should wish him well and hope he does extremely well at his next stop, even if it happened to be in Austin. Because I did see the story, I think Frank Okam was interviewing with the Longhorns. He played there. He's the Baylor defensive line coach. And before we get into the dismount, Stephen, we're about to do that. Will you read that tweet from earlier? I was looking at it as we speak from Smokey. Oh, there's Smokey's Twitter. He had a some news about the Baylor
yes.
coaching staff.
So Mike Serravo, linebackers coach for Baylor the past few years, and strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Scott will follow Matt Rhule to the Panthers. So Mike Serravo and Jeremy Scott, two Baylor staffers, will go with Rhule to Carolina and not stay on staff with new head coach Dave Aranda.
So Rhule has now gutted the Baylor staff and the LSU staff. He's taken
powerful
down,
man. He's like Thanos with the snap.
He's taken down two programs. No, we're kidding. Come on, Matt did a great job. He should get to hire who he wants. He's in Carolina. He can take his people with him. It's okay. Aranda's here now. He can have his own people. It's all good. But poor Coach O's just sitting there on a national title. He just looks up. He's out there with the president. He's lost his defensive coordinator. He lost his passing game coordinator, play caller, co-play caller. He may lose his safeties coach. I mean, my goodness, this is a tough time for Coach O. I guess he'll have to console himself with that natty title. Don't you like that, Steve, when people say natty title?
Natty, yeah.
Hey, he won a natty. Let me tell you something I didn't do in college, and I'm proud of it, by the way. People love to say, oh, I drank that Bush. I drank that natty. I promise you I never had a natural light in my life.
You weren't holding the natty light?
No, and to this day, I've never had one, and I never plan on having one. There's nothing redeeming about that other than, you know, you can get it for extremely cheap. But, I mean, again, I spent my parents' money on a lot of things that probably, you know, wasted some of their money, like some of the classes I took, like the economics. When I was over there at the Handcammer, when I was over at the business school, I wasted my parents' money. I wasted their money eating pretty much every meal at Wendy's. Like, I was on the Wendy's plan. And I didn't waste it there. I wasted the fact my dad bought me a 20 meal plan. I had 20 meals a week paid for at Penland Cafeteria or Collins or wherever I wanted to go on campus. And you always end up at
Wendy's?
Oh, I would use maybe like one or two of those meals a week,
oh
if that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was on a 20 meal plan.
He should have cut you off. Or at least cut off your meal plan. You weren't going to use it anyway.
I think he would like it, yeah. He's still wondering if he could cut me off. I'm still Baylor season tickets. Hey, Dad, what are you doing this year? You got that taken care of? Okay, good, good. No, hey, I paid for my Baylor season tickets. At least this year I did.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's the Matt Mosley Show. It is time for the dismount. Steven, take it away.
So, Matt, we've had some movement on this sign-stealing scandal in baseball the last few days. That, you know, we've been covering the Baylor coaching search and some other breaking news. But just to catch everybody up, Alex Cora, Boston Red Sox manager, who was named in the initial report from Major League Baseball because he was the bench coach in Houston at the time, he was one of the ringleaders of this whole operation. He got fired by the Red Sox. Well, him and the Red Sox mutually agreed to part ways. And then yesterday, it came out that Carlos Beltran, who had just been hired as the Mets' new manager this offseason, he was also fired, or agreed to mutually part ways with the New York Mets before he ever coached a game, because he was a player on that Astros team and was also named in that report as someone who was active in the cheating scandal. So two managers gone. And then yesterday, a Twitter user who went by the handle of @so_blessed claimed to be Carlos Beltran's niece and accused the Astros of more cheating. She accused Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman of wearing buzzers underneath their jerseys and having a video guy in the hallway who would buzz them to tip off certain pitches. And she said it was a factor in Jose Altuve hitting a walk-off home run off of Aroldis Chapman in the ALCS this year. So then a Twitter user by the name of John Boy, who is a big Yankees fan and now covers baseball. You said earlier, Matt, that you miss being a journalist, but I bet you don't miss the fact that you missed out on having to write things in the Dallas Morning News, like according to Twitter user @JohnBoy, when you write stories. But he posted a video of Jose Altuve when he crosses the plate after he hits that home run against Aroldis Chapman, telling his teammates, "Don't take off my jersey. Don't take off my jersey." And people have said, oh, he must have been saying that because he had some sort of device underneath his jersey. Major League Baseball says that they looked into this sort of thing in their investigation and didn't find anything. Matt, I know that's a lot that I just covered, but there have been a lot of revelations, and they don't look good for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, this thing, what happens is when there's a scandal like this, Major League Baseball comes in, throws some high heat. They think, okay, we're going to be tough guys and shut this down. But like a lot of scandals, it begins to spread, and there's more allegations. And they'll have to. And what they wanted to do was suspend these people, blame the management, but just kind of leave the players alone. But if they find out that players actually were wearing devices or had buzzers, you can't let them keep going out there. Like, you've got to do something to them. You got to suspend them. Like, you really do. You got to suspend them for 50 to 100 games. And everybody the Astros fans, you can't do that. No. I mean, that's a level that's beyond anything. I mean, some of this stuff, like the cameras and the stupid trash can stuff, I can kind of laugh about that. But wearing a where does it stop? I mean, if that truly was happening, that is so weird. Who did you say that was? So Blessed?
Yeah, and so tying up a loose end from that.
So Blessed, because I thought that was I thought that was Catalina's handle.
Well, that is Paul's handle. He's a real positive guy. He likes to stay blessed. So Marla Rivera, who is a reporter for ESPN, she released a statement that says the Beltran family claims that this person is not related to them in any way. So this Twitter account, @SoBlessed, claimed to be Carlo Beltran's niece. It's now inactive after all this attention that it got. So that's not true. That account does not belong to his niece. But people have still looked into this accusation and found some evidence that I guess in that context makes some sense. So they've just, been killing the Astros for that as well.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, Astros, I mean, the whole thing is weak. The manager looks weak when he would, he didn't tell them to stop. He just kept
damaging
equipment.
The equipment.
What a weak.
Hoping they'd figure it out.
Why would you ever hire A.J. Hinch again when he's that weak? How can you stand up in front of players, everybody knowing that even though he didn't like that they were cheating, that all he did was mess with the equipment and didn't have the guts to say something to the players? Do we still carry the Astros on one of our stations in the M&M broadcasting family?
Yes.
I say we drop them for cheating.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
Run down the hall and tell Gary Moss that is my recommendation. Gary will tell you what you can do with Mosley's recommendations. Golly. I do dare you to go down the hall right now and just say, Mosley wants you to discontinue the Astros because they're a bunch of cheaters.
Yeah, he's got a box for that. It's called the trash can.
I got a fake offer the other night. I ran into Gary somewhere. I had to pick up something from him. And I kind of did the old, hey, let me get this. Let me get this tab. For once, Gary let me.
It backfired?
Yes, and I didn't realize Gary had friends there throughout the evening.
Oh, no.
They got about a two-hour head start on me. I'm going to feel better about turning in my expense account from New Orleans.
You should return that tab into him. Just turn it back into him as an expense account.
That's right. Can you pay me back for
this is a business expense. I was doing some socialization for work purposes.
I thought I was just buying a pizza and one drink for Gary. Golly.
You end up with like six Moscow mules on there.
The Tacker family was suddenly on scholarship. They were long gone. Jeez. No, I'm kidding. I love paying for people's stuff. I don't want to come across like that. Steven, what else do you got? What else do you have today?
Well, we've run out of time, Matt. You filibustered a little bit, so we got to go.
Yeah, that's shocking. Oh, man. Steven, have a good weekend. Happy holiday weekend. Baylor, the announcement, by the way, 10 a.m. is the big news conference, and the plan is for us to be there on site, and the whole ESPN Central Texas family will be there, and we'll be covering things, and of course we'll hopefully be able to secure the great Aranda. We'll put him right on the air when he's finished. Of course he'll have to glad hand and visit with a bunch of people and all that, but the good news is we'll be right there in the middle of it. So Jeremiah Dickey, if you're listening, come on, man, come on, make this happen. Congratulations to Mac Rhodes, the Baylor family, Dave Aranda, everybody else, and have a great weekend, and we will see you 10 a.m. Monday. Stay tuned for UNR, and then you make the call. Good night, everybody.